Numbers 12:8. He sees the Lord. I want to talk to you about physically seeing the manifest presence of the Lord. In the book of Numbers chapter 12, we see the dissension of Aaron and Miriam against their brother Moses. There are certainly a number of messages that could be preached from this chapter, but I want to look at verses 6 through 8 with you today. In these verses, we see God speaking to Aaron and Miriam. The Bible says, "Hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. I speak with him face to face, even plainly and not in dark sayings. And he sees the form of the Lord." Let's stop there and understand the significance of this. The Bible tells us that God and Moses spoke face to face. This is truly exciting to me, but let's look at the physical manifestation of God. We see in verse 5 the Bible saying, "Then the Lord came down in the pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle." God came down in the form of a cloud and spoke to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam. They actually saw the manifestation presence of God in the form of a cloud. Now, why is this exciting to me? Well, there are a number of reasons. We see God showing up in other places in the scripture in the form of a cloud and speaking to people or revealing himself to people. Let's look at some of those examples. If you turn to the book of Exodus chapter 33, we'll look at verses 9 through 11. The Bible says, "And it came to pass, when Moses entered the tabernacle, that the pillar of cloud descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses." Now check this out. All the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose and worshipped, each man in his tent door. So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. Not only did Moses see the cloud, but all the people, all the Israelites, saw the cloud as well. It wasn't just one person who was super spiritual that got to experience the physical manifestation of God, but the entire congregation saw the presence of the Lord. Let's keep going. Please turn with me to the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 5, and let's look at the end of verse 13 and into 14. The Bible says, "The house of the Lord was filled with a cloud." What house are they talking about here? They're talking about the temple in which Solomon built. The house of the Lord was filled with a cloud, so that the priests, verse 14, could not continue ministering because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of God. Not only did the Israelites see the cloud in Moses' day, but now all of Israel is seeing the physical manifestation of God appear in Solomon's day as well. This should be getting you excited. God is physically showing up to people throughout history. I say all of that to say this. Why don't you and I position ourselves and expect God to physically appear before us, before our very eyes? Why not? Why wouldn't God show up and present himself or speak to us in the physical realm from a cloud? Peter tells us in Acts chapter 10, verse 34, "In truth I perceive that God shows no partiality." In other words, God is not a respecter of people. He doesn't love you more than he loves me, or vice versa. He loves everybody equally. Therefore, if he revealed himself in this manner to people in the past, then he can do it for you and I today. The more we expect God to show up, the more he does, and he also shows up when we least expect it. Let's invite the physical manifestation presence of God into our lives right now. Wherever you're at, start looking for God's manifestation presence to appear before you. He might show up as a cloud, or fire, or something else, but position yourself to see him right now. Lord, we honor you. We invite you in. We want to see the physical manifestation of you. In your own words or language, begin to thank and praise and honor the Lord. Lord, we praise you and exalt you. We honor you. We thank you for who you are. May you be glorified. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.